Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Lioness Lounge. I am your host, Takresha Blunt. I am also the owner of Takresha S. Blunt Coaching and Consultant, as well as Blissful Brew Teas, your online specialty gourmet tea company. I am here, we are the last Monday of August 2022. So August 29th, here we are. It's a new day, a new start of a new week. And it's just gonna be an amazing week. I woke up this morning to some great emails, contact from Forbes again. You know, everything plays its role and its place in our life in due time. No matter what we do, no matter how hard we try, we always feel like we're not doing enough. But sometimes you're doing enough and way more than enough for the correct people to take notice and pay attention to you. So I just want to encourage you this morning to keep going, keep pushing for your dreams, keep doing the things that will put you in the place and the eyes of people that need to see you. It's not all about popularity. It's not all about how many likes you got on a video or how many views you have. It could be that one view that could take you places. You know, right now, if you get so many views on Facebook and Instagram, they start to pay you as a content creator. So with your reels, your reels is what they're paying you for, because you're bringing more traffic to their site, and most likely there's some type of monetization they have on their back end for the amount of views and things that you get on your reels. So I contacted my sister, and I could talk about this because this is my sister. And I said, you can't keep putting those certain words in your reels because it's not helping you. And she said, what? What you mean? Yes, it do. I get more views from over there. But see, it's not about that. That could hurt you some, and people don't like to hear that. You're not really getting a whole lot of views from over there. I got almost 60,000 views on one video. It wasn't my video. It was a video of a lady that she put up about this I think it's a Maybach SUV. And I got a lot of views and a lot of shares. I mean, it just blew up. And that came from the sound that was attached to it. See, a lot of times, We don't want to hear something that could help us because we have somebody else in our ear telling us something totally different. Or we watch somebody and they say they did this and you feel like, okay, I got to do exactly what they do. But it's a lot of people that can help you, but they decide not to help you because they know you're going to get on defense. Not that my sister got on defense. I'm just saying in general, that was our conversation. But when we're trying to elevate ourselves and somebody stops and say, hey, check this out, don't do it this way, do it this way, and trust me, it'll work for you. Don't get on defense, try it. There's nothing wrong with giving it a try, and if it don't work, go back and do whatever you're doing, and you can politely tell them, listen, I gave your advice some try. Try don't mean try once. It means try for a couple of times and see, does it work for you? And then if it doesn't work, go back or find something else that might work for you. We give up before we even get started. And that's the thing that women are known to do for some odd reason. We let distractions take over our life. If you look at men, when they say they want something, just to say they want to start a restaurant, they might not cook. But they're going to put a team together that's going to cook for them. They're going to go ahead and they're going to grind hard and get this restaurant open. They're going to let all the ladies know, because they know if they let the ladies know, the fellas going to come. See how they play the mind? They play this game. It's called attraction. If I get all the sexy and smart and beautiful women, or women period, to come, men are going to start coming because they know where they hang out. So now you flip that as a female and say you want to work in a have a restaurant, but you don't know how to cook or you don't want to be the cook. So you put you together a team and you say, listen, I'll pay you XYZ to come and cook for my new restaurant and you could be the head cook or you could be the bar, whatever they call it in the kitchen, the helper, whatever, to help the main cook. So now you put together a team. But instead of going to get women, see, this how you flip it. Instead of going to get women to be the waitress, go and find some of your handsome, sexy homeboys, male colleagues, male friends, and be like, hey, can you come help me out? I really need to get my business going. And I need some help inside the restaurant. I need a bartender. See, you guys go and you try to get female bartenders. But if you flip it, because you're a female, and you put men in there, the women are going to come, which is going to make more men come, because the more women that's there, the more men will come. You see how you do this attraction? It's law of attraction. And if you do stock it with females, you'll get a lot of men in there, but that's the norm. And the men are going to be like, oh, that's just a typical restaurant. That's just a typical restaurant. So now you flipped it. So now you got more women coming because you got men working in there. You might have a handsome chef that's working in there. You might have a handsome bartender that's working in there. That's single. That's going to bring in more customers. That's going to do a lot of things for your business. You got to stop giving up and figure out a way to make it work. A lot of you will get something and you'll start, but you go the cheap way. And one of my coaches, Sabrina, she said, I like coaching with Sabrina. Sabrina is straightforward and to the point. But she told us, she said, she looked at the ones that's in the group with us. And she said, colleagues, I guess you could call her. We don't have the same products, but she said, I looked at her products and I said, this some kitty shit. You've been with me long enough to know you don't put kitty shit out. See, you won't invest in yourself because you want to be the jack of all trades and you want to do it all. I could have made stickers at home and I could have put stickers on my packages when I was giving out samples earlier this year at the conference. But I didn't want to do that. I wanted to step it up and get everything professional and nicely done. So I put the money in to have my teas and sample packs done professionally. Did it cost me money? It did. Would it have been cheaper to do it myself? It would have. But if I want to score big and I want to get more clients, the appearance of what you give is what you get. The appearance of giving a great product out for free. I got so many compliments on the packaging. Not only did I get the compliment on the packaging, I got the compliment on the tea. People came up to me the next morning and was like, man, I made a cup of your tea this morning. Oh my God, that banana split is amazing. Oh my God, that key lime pie was great. Oh, that grandma's apple pie reminded me of eating apple pie, but it was tea and it was delicious. So then the word of mouth gets to spread. Hey, if you see Takresha, tell Takresha to give you a sample of her tea. It's good, or it's great, or it was delicious, or something along those lines. So I took 500 samples with me down there. I came home with 3. I took 500 samples down there. I came home with 3. I ended up with so many orders that next week after the conference that I had to get somebody else to help me get my orders together and get them pushed out because I didn't have enough staff, and I went back to work. So I had to bring on another staff member, and our numbers have still been high. But it's great when you give out great quality things to bring your clients in. Another one of the ladies that I'm in one of her programs, Coriel, she talked about, we brought products that didn't sell, or we brought products that we didn't get off and we didn't get rid of. I launched a luxury home line for the house because it goes with tea. What you smell, the aromatherapy is amazing. So I did candles, diffusers, and room sprays. But I didn't really push that market, and I really didn't sell because I didn't push it in the market. I just didn't, I don't know why. And I spent a lot on these products. So what I started doing is client attraction. I gift you a candle to pull you over here to buy something or to coach with me. I was giving out freebies of this stuff. And then lo and behold, I got somebody that called me and they wanted to know if I could give them a bulk order. There went my one supply of room diffusers. They're gone. I don't have any more. Paid for almost the whole production of the stuff that I purchased. I use high quality stuff when I do something. Everything I do is of quality. Everything that I do is going to be, you know, very high quality. When I produce my room spray, Sigma Phi Slay line, I went two steps further and I got a skincare line that I have not launched yet. It'll be coming out soon, next year I should say. I'm not going to do it this year. I use my own products on my face. I use my own products. I used to be an avid Bori person, and I would buy Bori all the time. So I said, let me see what I could get formulated to create for myself and see does it work. So I use my own products to do my skin. I make sure that my skin is cleaned every day. I do it once in the morning and once at night. And I keep my skin refreshed. So we don't invest in ourselves because we've already given up. You can't give up when you don't put in the effort. So just think, here I am, I brought this luxury line and I formulated what I wanted. I got with the company that makes my stuff. It's the same company that makes the W stuff, same company that makes Ritz-Carlton stuff. So I spent a lot to get this line launched, but I didn't do anything with it. I didn't market it. I had a video made. I didn't do nothing that I needed to do. I just got it and it's just stacked up. So now I got products that I'm not using because I didn't push for it. So had I pushed for it, I would have pushed this line clean out the door, because I know the quality of it and I know what it does. But I didn't do that, so I didn't make any money off of it. I was sitting on money. I'm still sitting on money because I still got some room sprays and candles left. But because I'm just sitting on the money, here I am sitting on the money, I'm not doing anything with it. What do I do? How do I move forward? Oh no, I didn't do anything. I didn't get a sale. I posted a video twice and nobody brought anything. Maybe they didn't see the video. Maybe they didn't even know what it was. Maybe you didn't market it enough. But instead of looking and asking those questions or stating those statements to yourself, you give up. And the first thing you say is, I'm not doing this. It don't work. It didn't work for me. It's just nobody want to buy it. But you didn't apply pressure. You didn't apply the necessary pressure to make it be something that would work. So instead of giving up, give in. Give in to yourself to get out there and push harder. And I don't mean give in to give up. I mean give in to go harder. It's grow time. The only way you're going to grow is if you push yourself to grow. Get out the habit of giving up. Get out of the habit of quitting. Get out of the habit of downplaying yourself and your abilities. Get out of the habit of just saying, okay, it didn't work for me. You didn't try. Get out of the habit of not trying. And pick up the habit of, okay, this is my plan. I'm going to be so omnipresent in the things that I want in my life that I'm not going to give up. Every day I'm going to strive to get the attractions that's going to bring me in the things that I desire in life. Every day I'm going to keep going and I'm going to keep pushing and I'm going to overlook all the obstacles that are in my way. Even I have to take that same advice and say, I'm going to overlook the obstacles that stand in my way. I have one obstacle that's been lingering in my life for over a year now. And I can't let that get in my way. So every time it starts, I say, you know what? I didn't get to the success level I did by letting something so petty distract me. I didn't get to where I am in life by letting something that doesn't even resonate with me, that has nothing to do with me, get in my way. So I keep pushing. And then every time I keep pushing, guess what? Something great happens. Every time they take a blow, I get something great. Every time they try to take another blow, I get something great. Every time this happens, something great happens. You know why something great happens? Because I keep going. I keep pushing. I don't give up. I do the things that I desire to do in life. You know, I have a 45-minute commute to work. So I take time and I be productive. While I'm sitting in the car riding by myself, I could be talking to somebody on the phone, laughing and giggling. But instead, I said, I'll take that 45 minutes and I'll do my podcast. So you get to ride along with me in the morning time, sometime in the evening when I get off. We do it. I do my podcast. I get monetized every time my podcast is played, which is another little source of income that comes in. So that's a great thing, because one thing I could say, every move that I make, they're going to take a step in and try to figure it out. Every move that I make, they're going to come on and they're going to listen to every podcast, and it's just going to run up a check for me. So I thank them. Sometimes we got to take the bad and flip it and make it good. Thank you. I appreciate you. It is amazing. Thanks for the next check that's coming my way. And that's all I got. And I appreciate my faithful listeners of the podcast that come for advice and come for motivation and come for encouragement. Because that's all it's for, is to help each other. We're going to have good podcasts and we're going to have frustrating podcasts. It's just like you going, I'm not going to say the shade room or anything like that, because I don't think drama is what you need. But you need more encouragement and push for women to be greater and better in life than what they think they could be. So I take my time and I give you from my heart. And I take my time and I give you from my experiences and my knowledge and my know-hows and my trainings and you know, all the great things. When I went for my PMP, I was told, well, it doesn't resonate with your job, so we couldn't fund it. And I said, okay, no problem. So I went and bought my own materials. I studied. I took the time off when I got off from work. I would study. If I had a day off, that would be my whole day, is studying my PMP. And I walked into that PMP class and I took the training. After I took all the training and the online stuff and read books and all of that, I walked into my PMP exam and I passed. I passed with no problems because I took the time and I invested in me. So I hold a certification of a PMP, but I don't use it, but it's there for me. Because anytime I want to use it, it's a plus for me. Now I use it in my coaching business because it helps me map out things that I'm doing in that. And it kind of helps me a lot in the tea business too, because I apply a lot of the stuff that I learn. But we don't take our time to do things that we want to do. A lot of you are busy trying to do things against somebody, or you're trying to do things that other people are doing and it's not your calling. If it's not your calling, that's why you're so easy to give up. Because you're trying to work in the realm of somebody else's gift. The realm of your gift is what it is. You know, if you like animals and you want to start a poop pickup business, go to the apartment complex, go to the housing communities, and offer your services to homeowners associations. Offer your service to apartment complex. Offer your services to the parks and recs that have the doggy parks and stuff like that. Don't be ashamed because you got a poop picker up business. That's what you wanted to start. Don't listen to the people that's telling you, oh, you can't do that. That's nasty. Oh, it's going to be dirty. I had a client and I got so upset. I ain't going to say I got upset with her. I got more hurt than anything, because she was on a roll with her business. She was really on a roll with her business. And here comes the negative Nancy, who was a mutual friend of both of ours. That's dirty. You don't need to do that. You should do this. And it's an insult. But we don't understand an insult because we're not that strong to understand, hey, don't talk about what I want to be my profession. Let me do what I need to do to make this my profession. And she dropped off the ring of her gift for a while because somebody told her that that type of work was dirty. And she needed to have this on and she needed to have that on. We do too much. What you do to bring in your income isn't the outfit that you probably have to wear if you want to go out on a date or if you want to go to the grocery store, if you want to do something else. You got different attire for that. But when you're in your business, you got to get so laser focused into what you're doing and your goals to achieve. That's somebody telling you something like that, if it was me, my response would have been, then don't eat it. Because people like me is the reason why it's on your plate. People like me is the reason why it's in your life. See, we want to be cute in everything, but sometimes it calls for you to put on and be in the, get in the mud. And be like, you know, get it from the mud. Came from the mud, meaning you out there putting in the work. It might cause you to get dirty. You got to do what you got to do. You can't be... I'll give you an example. When we're working with the tea, it got to be a sterile place. So the warehouse is sterile. You got to put on a bonnet. You almost like a surgical suit up. No eyelashes or any of that because we don't want that stuff to fall inside of the tea blends or any of that stuff. But mentally, you thinking you got to be glitz and glam. Now, when we leave work or when we're not in there, then that's something different. It's not all about glitz and glam. So next year when I open up the tea shop, the ones that work in the tea shop, it's different. I don't care about the glitz and the glam. At that point, I want you to be glitzy and glammy. But in the production of it, you just come in to get the production done because the production is what's going to bring in the moolah. We don't see that because we're too busy trying to impress people. This ain't a photo shoot. I'm not a model. The business is not modeling agency. It's not a fashion agency. It's none of that. Now, what I am doing is I'm getting polos made for my staff that's going to save the Blissful Brew Tees. I'm getting a nice dress shirt made for them. So that they can wear a not so much of a uniform, but they can wear their polo if they want versus a white shirt. So it's a lot of stuff that we could do in our business or in life generally, but we are trying to impress somebody. You know, that story that I put up on Facebook a couple of weeks back about the young lady that went to the Mercedes lot. And she stood in front of a G-Wagon and she brought her own props. She brought her own prop of a luxury flower. She brought her own prop of Louis Vuitton bags. She brought her own props of, you know, all of this luxury stuff. And her post basically was saying she just had brought a G-Wagon. But the dealership got pissed and they blasted her and told everybody, she showed up with all her props and a photographer. She never brought anything from us. She just came and did a photo shoot. See, that's kind of bad. And I'm not even going to say kind of bad. That's bad. Because mentally, you don't think that you're worth enough unless you come and you stand in front of somebody and pretend to be somebody. Pretend to be something that you're not. You ride around and you downplay everybody else because you want to say you drive this kind of car because it's a trending hot market car. But in reality, you drive a Toyota Corolla. That's who cares if you drive a Corolla? Who cares if you drive a Maxima? Who cares if you drive a Nissan? But see, you don't want society to know you drive that. Because you need to impress them. So now you go rent a car so that you can get a couple of pictures or videos while you're in this car that you rented. And then you got to take it back. I'm in a rental car almost all year. Almost all year, I'm in a rental car. So by me being in this rental car almost all year, you know what that means? I could take a lot of pictures, and it would seem like she this the car she driving. This ain't the car I'm driving. That's mine. But we don't know how to accept what we have and grow from it. You rather rent a car to take pictures or use a filter to seem like you're in this car versus getting out there and busting your ass so that you can actually buy that car. Fixing your credit so you can buy that car. If you don't want to finance it, map out what it's going to take for you to make $50,000 to buy that car cash. We rather sit and we rather pretend we have something that we don't have. We rather sit and downplay somebody else because we envy that person and what they have. We rather make up stories on somebody because we envy that person and what they have. That's not how you get ahead in life. How you get ahead in life is by focusing on you. If you see somebody that has something that grabs your attention, don't form envy on them. Form motivation and inspiration from that. Oh, I really like that car. I'm going to go for it. I got two cars that I want. I want the Lincoln Continental and I want the Jaguar. I don't want the Bentley. I don't want the BMW. My best friend just got rid of her Bentley. She still has her Benz, and she just bought an Escalade. I don't want that. I saw the Jaguars. I'm really liking how they look. You don't hear much about recalls on them, and they just sleek. And it's just me and my grandbabies now. My kids are grown. I don't need the SUV and all of that, even though I still love SUVs. But I like those two cars, especially the Continental. So, not many people will go and say, oh, I'm going to get this Continental. And that's perfectly fine. But I want it. And that's what I like. Just like the Jag. You don't hear a lot of people saying they're going to get a Jag. Because see, it's a lot more to what I like than what you like. I got to go for my goals and my dreams. I'm not trying to buy anything to impress anybody. It's the things that I like. And it's what I want. I set a goal for this week, so I'm going to go for that goal. I've already got some of it this morning when I got up to check my T-cells overnight. I've already hit some of what I needed to hit for today. I only got a little bit more to go. I got my coaching clients and my new coaching program starting. There goes some of my stuff right there. See, it's a lot of stuff we could do and we don't realize it. We got things that we're sitting on and ideas that we're not utilizing because we're afraid somebody's going to say that's not going to work. So I want to encourage you today, take a step towards your dreams and get started. I am going to be hosting a free Get Start Masterclass this week. I will be putting up the information. It is totally free, no obligations. And I would love to help some people get ahead. And it's gonna be to the point where I will open up and take a couple of like laser coaching right on the spot. So this is your opportunity to get free laser coaching with me. So look out for that. It'll be on my coaching business page. And if you go into my Instagram, there's nothing on there because I have hired somebody to redesign my Instagram look and page, because I'm going to be a lot more over on IG and YouTube. I started a YouTube channel, but I never really pushed a YouTube channel. So I got my lighting coming, and well, actually I have some lighting. I have a little light that I can use to give it the brightness in the room that it needs, because all my videos kind of be dark because it just, I don't know how to work the lighting. That's not my expertise. So I actually got somebody that's helping me with what all the items I need. And I got one more item to get, and I'll pick that up this week so that I can start doing my YouTube videos. It's go time. It's grow time. It is grow time. We've let this year pass us by, and some of us haven't did one single thing that we desired to do in life. So it's grow time. And when I say it's grow time, it's truly grow time. It's time to get out here and make it. I do believe you all, some of you all can make 5 digits, maybe even 6 digits before December 31st, or at least by December 31st. So get in here. Let's get it together. Let's have an amazing Monday. Don't let anything or anyone stop or stump your growth. It is grow time. Let's grow. Have a wonderful morning and a great Monday. Bye-bye.